This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. ICEA, the International Symposium on Electronic Art, has taken place over the years in a variety of major international cities, Istanbul, Singapore, Munich, Helsinki, among others. This year, from September 19th through the 24th, over 100 artists and 400 presenters will gather in Albuquerque to explore the intersection between art, science, and technology. And with us this morning is the Artistic Director of ICEA 2012, UNM Assistant Professor of Art and Ecology, Andrea Poli. Andrea, welcome.
Thanks, Spencer. Glad to be here.
You have taken part in many of these symposia over the years. Could you give us an idea of what the gathering is all about?
It's really about getting together and addressing the contemporary issues of art, science, and technology with kind of up-and-coming artists, established artists, scientific issues. So we engage not only with the technologies and the science and the art, but also with the local community.
And this is quite a big deal for it to be happening in Albuquerque.
It's quite an honor. Our bid for the symposium was tied to our theme. So we very much took advantage of what's unique about this area, the fact that there's more wilderness than any other place in the United States, but also the fact that there's some of the highest technology here. So we're sort of mixing those things and addressing the issue of technology and nature.
Now, there was a lot going on in the days of the symposium, speakers, exhibits, screenings, and performances. All of these performances are open to the public. Give me an idea, Andrea, of some of the people that you are bringing in to perform during the conference.
Well, I've been really excited about this theme of machine wilderness and how it ties to our history with the automobile. You know, we're right on Route 66. We have been shaped and formed by the automobile over the last 50 years. Now we're facing a change in that where perhaps automobiles as we know it will be disappearing. And so there's several projects and some pretty fascinating performance projects that deal with cars. And specifically, one I'm really excited about is the Symphony 505, which is Chris Marinetti and Mary Margaret Moore. And they have joined with some local lowrider car clubs. They're going to have 8 lowrider cars doing a choreographed dance performance with externally controlled music sound composition. And it's going to be in a big, huge parking lot downtown. It's going to be wild. So I'm really excited about kind of these outdoor performances. We're going to have a 7-hour massive performance event as the block party on Sunday, the 23rd, where there'll be all kinds of events, performances, activities, workshops happening all along Central Avenue. So that's pretty exciting. And then we've got Laurie Anderson. She's premiering a new piece here called Dirt Day. We've got some indoor performances. I'm a big fan of Atao Tanaka's. He's a turntablist, and he's working with another artist who has developed microphones and sensors for his body. And that'll be a very subtle kind of performance in an indoor space. So we've kind of got these wild, you know, lowrider, loud boom car performances, and then very subtle environmental and physically based performances.
Wow. Digital artist and UNM assistant professor Andrea Poli is the artistic director of the 18th International Symposium on Electronic Art, ICEA 2012, which will be hosted by Albuquerque this year from Wednesday, September 19th through Monday, September 24th. For information on the symposium's events and performances, go to ISEA2012.org. Thanks so much for joining us, Andrea.
You're welcome. Thanks.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.